Sextastic Tuesday.
I feel it in my pussy.
There.
Hot dick snot.
There's so much. I feel like I'm drowning in a river of cum.
I wish I were a lesbian.
You're nothing but a slut.
I love to say the word penis. 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 I love to feel my penis.
Now I gotta shit.
I wanna tease my ass.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Got pulled over and raped.
Oh, yes. It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my hole.
It's smelling like a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch. Bitch.
Away.
Nice. Turd. Nice. Sweet.
Yes, hey freaks! Timothy James Hudson back here with you for the Tuesday podcast. Got a great one for you. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday on deck. It's an extended show, which means if you are sideshow freaks, you'll get at least 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Support the program. Put food on the table for me and my 19 children. We just lost one. My wife had a tragic miscarriage, and we're so poor, we cooked up that cunt turd. We cooked up that stillborn baby. Oh, that meat was so tender. If you don't agree with that, maybe you should sign up for the sideshow so I can afford to purchase some ramen or, you know, chicken of the sea or something, for Christ's sakes. Help a brother out. Yes, do have a great show for you. Real quick, before we get into Sextastic Tuesday, have you guys been following the story of the cruise line, the ship that ran into some problems over there in Italy, and the captain abandoned ship? I love that. And now, like, so basically what happened was, I think the captain didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He ran into the ground or something, and then the boat started to sink, right? It was a very Titanic situation. Basically, I'm sure you've seen the pictures of this cruise ship. It's basically sideways now, and it's kind of sinking. It's still floating, but it's sinking. And new allegations are coming out saying that the captain, first of all, didn't want any of the people to leave the ship, like, to get on lifeboats and shit. But then he himself got on one of the first lifeboats and abandoned ship. But look, this isn't the fucking 1600s. Or this isn't pirate times, right? Where you actually have your own ship. This isn't his ship. This is fucking Carnival Cruise Line ship. Or whoever is owns the cruise line. This isn't, like, this guy has no personal connection to the stupid ship. And yes, I realize if you're a captain, you're supposed to go down with the ship and all that crap. But let's face it. When that fucking thing tips completely over, I bet you every single one of you is going to want to get the fuck off of that thing ASAFP. What's great is, and this just came out today, apparently, so this, the captain is on a lifeboat, right? And that's when the Coast Guard found him, and they were like, what the fuck are you doing? Get back on the ship. Get back up on the ship and direct this. You know, like, get, you know, help these people get off. We need to know if there are children up there, if there are women up there, and that's another thing that pisses me off. That's, now I'm, we'll get back to the captain in a minute. I want to talk about the Coast Guard. Jesus Christ, what an antiquated, anachronistic view of shit. Women and children first. Since when do they matter more than men? That type of thinking should have ended, you know, when women got the right to vote. Treat everyone the same. Feminists would want it that way. All right, so the Coast Guard is telling the captain to, you know, go get back up on the ship. They even told him, they're like, look, there's a ladder you can climb up on the side of the ship, and they told him exactly where to go, and the captain was like, no, I don't wanna, don't make me. They're like, man up and get up on the fucking ship. And he's like, no, I just got down. I don't wanna go back up there. He's like crying and shit, you know. So I just thought that was kind of funny. deep. There's always, in every tragedy, there's a little bit of comedy. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now. If you're new to the program, here's what Sextastic Tuesday is all about. Basically, I look for sex stories. There are tons of just erotica online, and not all of them are A++ material. You know what I'm saying? A lot of it is shit. And the shittiest pieces of erotic fiction is what I'm really looking for. I'm looking for poorly written or just disgusting or strange sex stories. I then read them to you in a bit we call Sextastic Tuesday. Let's get into it right now.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
Gotta say thanks to Adam for sending in today's story. He says, I'm catching up on some old shows. You briefly mentioned Ronald McDonald during a Sextastic Tuesday a while back. A quick Google search later, and ta-da! Here we go. How much do you want to bet the phrase, do you want my quarter pounder, is uttered by Ronald? All right, here we go. Yes, Brent caught a glimpse of Ronald's familiar fro of red glistening in the sunlight from behind the counter. Brent quickly looked up from the cashier and customer to see Ronald. He left the customer running out to his once secret lover, pushing small children aside with accidental force as he made his way to Ronald. Without a thought, Brent wrapped his arms around Ronald's neck and kissed him deeply. Ronald kissed back just as hard, pushing his tongue into Brent's mouth. They only broke apart after seeing the disgusted reactions from the children that had been standing by. Brent bit his lip, blushing softly, mouth covered in red and white clown makeup. Ronald smiled creepily. Granted, he didn't mean for it to be frightening, but he was a clown with smeared makeup all over his face, after all. I missed you, Brent, Ronald said with his signature kid-friendly laugh, which always secretly turned Brent on more than anything. Brent couldn't do anything in response but nod and blush, almost as red as the makeup on Ronald's nose. Oh, they're in love. No one fries a McGriddle like you, Brent. Brent bit his lip, trying to play coy and innocent, like Ronald liked. Like a child. Brent knew why Ronald was so fond of him acting childish, but as long as Ronald came home to Brent at night, he was okay with it. So, yes, Ronald is a child molester in this story. Brent couldn't help but smirk somewhat before starting his next question. How about I fry you up one right after you fuck me behind the golden arches? Sounds like a plan to me. I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. All right. Before Ronald could protest, not that he was going to, Brent had already gripped his wrist tightly, leading him around back to the middle of the arches. Brent's lips were already back on Ronald's, kissing fiercely as he pushed Ronald up against the yellow surface. Ronald's hands fell to Brent's hips, sliding his fingers into the hem of his uniform pants. Brent pushed his hips against Ronald's eagerly. In minutes, Brent's pants had found their way to his ankles, and his shirt had been unbuttoned a generous amount. Ronald slid his hand in and rubbed at Brent's hardened nipples. Brent moaned softly into Ronald's mouth. Would you ever think to fuck Ronald McDonald? Like, who is into this? I would much rather choose the Grimace. You know why? Because the Grimace would be appreciative. No one wants to have sex with the Grimace. When's the last time he got laid? It's a charity thing. I like to fuck the uglies. All right, where are we at here? I don't know. Yes. Brent moaned softly into Ronald's mouth before the clown pulled back. Does the hair turn you on? Ronald smirked into his question, taking Brent's hand and sliding it low into his own costume. Brent bit his lip hard, gripping Ronald, who bucked his hips up in response. Brent helped Ronald slide out of his costume, and before long, the two were grinding their bare hips onto each other, letting out rough, low moans. Brent began sucking on Ronald's white neck. He'd grown to like the taste of his makeup. Ronald whispered hot and soft into Brent's ears. Brent, looks like you're gonna have to suck me. Brent whimpered, but Ronald commanded, Now, Brent, get down on your fucking knees and suck my dick, boy! Do you know who I am? I am Ronald fucking McDonald, and if I want you to suck my dick, you're gonna suck my fucking dick! I'm America's favorite goddamn clown! I provide happiness and burgers and fries! So if I want you to suck my dick, you suck my dick and you shut up and you like it and you take every inch of it. It's time for Ronald to get his Happy Meal. All right. I'm sorry. It's my new character. It's called Tim 0 to 60. It's where I just go apeshit and no seconds flat. 1 second I'm happy and the next one I'm screaming. All right. Now I am lost again. Where are we at? Oh, Brent slid to his knees as Ronald stripped the costume off completely, pressing his hard-on to Brent's lips. Brent obliged, taking Ronald McDonald into his mouth, swirling his tongue around, making sure to get Ronald as wet as he could. He knew they didn't have any lube, so his spit on Ronald's cock alone was all he would have to ease the burn and stretch. What? Okay. Run the burn and stretch. Ronald moaned low in his throat, trying not to thrust into Brent's mouth. He curled his fingers into Brent's hair and squeezed his eyes shut. After a few minutes of Brent swirling and bobbing, Ronald pushed him off. Brent whined at the loss of his once full mouth, Ronald only smirking, and ordered Brent to turn around with his finger. Brent did as he was told, swinging around on his knees, but he'd forgotten he was on pavement and his knees skinned. Ronald grabbed Brent's hair and pulled his head back quickly, whispering again into his ear before he had time to react to his knees. Open wide for the Big Mac. Oh, okay. You went with the Big Mac instead of the quarter pounder. Okay. Yes. Open wide for the Big Mac, Brenty baby. Ronald pushed against Brent's hole and Brent closed his eyes and bit his lip, wishing he had lube. Wait! Brent jumped up and grabbed a Happy Meal from out of the trash can. Ronald looked at him curiously. Brent pulled out 3 ketchup packets, grinning wide. It wasn't much, but it was better than his own saliva left over on Ronald's cock. Great! Ronald smiled, motioning Brent to bend back over. Brent took his place again, handing Ronald the box. Ronald took out the ketchup packets. Catching sight of some fries, he smirked to himself as he opened each ketchup packet and coated his cock with red rubbing some around Brent's entrance. Okay. Ronald leaned over Brent's back and whispered into his ear once again, "Do you want to be stretched, Brent?" Brent nodded quickly, so Ronald sat up on his knees and slid a finger into Brent, who gasped quietly. Then he picked up a fry and slid it into Brent's hole. Brent jerked forward and the salt would probably burn, wouldn't it? They're very salty fries. Brent jerked forward and Ronald slid the fry out, sliding it into his own mouth. Ugh. Fry ass to mouth. It took all Ronald had not to slam into Brent right then as he was looking up at him helplessly. It was quite possibly the hottest thing he'd ever seen. Ronald bunched 5 good-sized fries together and slid them into Brent again. Brent moaned loudly. Ronald took the fries out, leaned forward, and pressed them up to Brent's lips. Brent bit the ketchup-covered fries and chewed as Ronald watched, moaning. Ronald sat back, gripped Ben's hips, and thrust in hard, unable to wait any longer. Brent screamed out Ronald's name so loud he was afraid the kids would hear and come running over to find their idol fucking an employee. Ronald didn't move. He just stayed inside Brent, feeling Brent's muscles relax and tighten against him. After a few seconds, Brent nodded along with a soft yeah, signaling for Ronald to continue. Ronald thrusted deep and hard, searching for Brent's prostate. When Brent moaned, Ronald knew he found it, and he continued on, hitting there again and again, over and over and over. Neither of them lasted very long. Fast food, fast sex, you know. When Ronald brought his hand to Brent's cock and began pumping him, he was gone. Brent shot out over the pavement in Ronald's hands. Ronald felt Brent tighten up. He came inside of him. Ronald pulled out slowly, hearing Brent whimper at the loss once again. Brent was a cock slut, and they both loved it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Ronald leaned back against the yellow surface of the arches, panting and grinning. Brent, however, collapsed on the ground. It had been months since he'd been fucked like that, and he was going to enjoy every second of the afterglow. Ronald just scooped Brent up and held him to his chest, kissing his head. "Brent, my McGriddle, you hamburgle my heart." Brent smiled and said, "I'm loving it." There you go. That is your Sextastic Tuesday. Jesus Christ, so stupid. For January 17th, 2012. Brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, pay very close attention to this. You can get 50% off, half off just about any item. Add something to your cart. Then use coupon code FREAK at checkout, F-R-E-A-K. Boom, you'll automatically see the price adjusted. You'll get it for 50% off the normal price or whatever price it's listed as. And then you're also going to get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. A mystery gift so hot, they won't even tell me. And that's got to be pretty fucking hot because I talk about all sorts of disgusting stuff. Some dude just used ketchup as lube and let Ronald fuck him. I think Adam and Eve could tell me what the fucking mystery gift was. It's probably like a little bucket vibrator or something. I don't know. But yeah, you get a free mystery gift, 3 free adult DVDs, and, you know, half off just about any item. What's great is I was just looking at some products here. Guys, do you have a girlfriend or a wife whose vagina is a little too loosey-goosey, not as tight as it used to be? Did you know they have tightening cream now? Yeah, you just tell your broad, your lady, your old woman, to dab on this juice, or whatever, 15 minutes before intercourse, and boom, it sucks up her vagina, makes it all tight for you. It's like fucking a virgin. So, you know, if your girlfriend or wife has a wrecked cunt, unwreck it using the unwrecking balm, or whatever it's called at adamandeve.com. They also got, you know, toys, movies, lingerie, all sorts of good stuff, condoms. Go there right now, adamandeve.com. Use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Sign up for the sideshow right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Like I mentioned today, we've got an extended show. You'll get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. Every week we try to do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. Got a bunch of those for you lined up this week as well. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Very easy to sign up. Just use your PayPal account. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, let's check in on the Jews. What have the dirty, stinky, filthy Jews been up to? I'm kidding. I really don't have a problem with the Jews, but somehow, it's, I don't know, people think I do. I'll get you, Jews. When you least expect it. That's when I strike. All right. By the way, one of the funniest things that I've seen in a long time. Have you guys seen that picture of Anne Frank? It's just like this black and white picture of Anne Frank. And it says, I love Doritos, but they're so loud. I don't know. I just thought that was funny. All right. Yes. A Jewish man was under arrest on hate crime charges. How does that work? Accused of making anti-Semitic telephone calls to his mom. What? You're a Jew. And other elderly women. This sounds like something I would do. If I was Jewish, I'm going to call up old women and make anti-Semitic statements. It's fantastic. All right. Yeah, it's, you know, if distorted view was just, you know, distorted Jews. I don't know. In an alternate universe, it could be called that. All right. A family business. Wait a second. So wait, he called his mom and other elderly women, and he also put swastikas on apartment doors. A family business dispute drove David Haddad, 56, of Manhattan. You know, he lives in New York City, who is Jewish, to make threatening phone calls to his mom, 80, and two other women aged 87 and 78. Both the 87-year-old woman and a 78-year-old woman had anti-Semitic threats made to them over a month-long period, and racist threats were left on a voicemail message, police said. Swastikas were also drawn on their apartment doors. Quote, he threatened to kill the other individuals on the phone as well as her relatives, said a police spokesman. He said basically that all Jews should die and go to hell. Haddad, who was charged with aggravated harassment as a hate crime, also was accused of taping notes with anti-Semitic symbols, including swastikas, on five apartment doors and in the hallway of a building in the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan. Swastikas were spray-painted on garage doors, some with words, "Die Jews," which police believe was part of Haddad's anti-Semitic spree. So, there you go. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from Minnesota. A Christmas Eve incident involving LSD sounds like fun. They actually did see Santa Claus that night. A Christmas Eve incident involving LSD used by inmates at the state prison turned chaotic when six prisoners suffered violent drug reactions that sent two to the hospital by ambulance and four to the Twin Cities by medical helicopter. The six inmates had attended a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. Yeah, if you want to get drugs, that's the best place to get them, apparently. Yeah, you can nab all sorts of good shit there. The six inmates attended a Narcotics Anonymous meeting that morning and passed the synthetic drug among themselves, according to corrections reports and interviews with authorities. Attempted drug smuggling is a near daily event at Minnesota prisons, but authorities said the December incident was unusual for the violent reactions the drug touched off and the volatile 10-hour sequence of events that followed. Some powerful shit right there. High-ranking correction officials would not characterize the significance of the incident, but they acknowledged the prison guards were exposed to a sequence of medical emergencies and physical confrontations with violent, hallucinating prisoners. Our first mission in running a prison is protecting the safety of the staff and the inmates, in which they apparently failed miserably. All right, here is the sequence of events that transpired. At around 12:33 p.m. on December 24, the guards found an inmate in his room lying on the floor and unresponsive. The man was taken by ambulance to a hospital, and doctors there ordered that he be airlifted to Abbott Northwestern Hospital in Minneapolis. Then at 3:10 p.m., a second prisoner was so out of control in his room that he was sprayed with a chemical irritant and then restrained. He, too, was taken to the hospital and then airlifted. 5 minutes later, guards found another prisoner acting in a similar manner. That's when they got on the same trip, you see, and the hot dog started talking to them both. All right, oh, yeah, so the second guy who was acting crazy was airlifted. Then at 7 p.m., which is like almost like 6.5 hours after the first incident, a prisoner notified guards of blood on the floor and on his roommate's bed sheets. The man's wounds, apparently self-inflicted, were severe enough that guards applied pressure to stop the bleeding. He was then flown to Hennepin County Medical Center in Minneapolis. 3 minutes later, guards found another inmate disoriented and face down in his room. Everyone's on LSD, the whole fucking prison. Best Christmas ever. He said he'd taken prescription drugs and was transported to the local hospital and was returned to the prison the next day. Then at 10:30 p.m., another inmate was discovered out of control in his room. He was sprayed with a chemical irritant and then restrained by the staff. By the time the evening was over, an entire wing of one unit was under lockdown. The hospitalized inmates recovered and were later returned to the prison. So there you go. And finally today, we've got a story from Los Angeles. A Los Angeles woman was arrested on suspicion of prostitution after she allegedly offered sexual favors in exchange for chicken McNuggets. This goes great with our Sextastic Tuesday story. Now listen, if a woman ever approaches you and offers to give you a blowjob for something off of the dollar fucking menu at a fast food place, it's not going to be a good blowjob. It's going to be very toothy, and you'll probably get something. You know what I mean? Like some sort of mouth-to-cock transmission of the sexual disease variety. I don't know exactly what I'm trying to say you're going to get fucking herpes or something. All right. Khadija Basir was seen opening customers' car doors in a McDonald's drive-thru late Wednesday night, said Officer Joshua Kendrick. A customer told police that Basir asked for free chicken McNuggets in exchange for sexual favors. Not even like a full meal. Just a few chicken McNuggets. Whatever you could spare. The man said he declined the offer. So there you go. That's what's happening in Los Angeles. And what's happening in your world today, freaks? Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. Hopefully we've got some good calls today.
I wouldn't. They're very hot.
What?
They're very brave.
I don't know what that is. Can't understand a fucking
no.
word. More stupidity.
Hey, what up, Mr. Negro Nicholas Johnson?
What?
Call me back again.
I don't know what any of this is.
Drew Chink Eyes Henson. Oh, this is Zach from Florida. Hopefully I have this time just right, because my birthday is this Saturday, and hopefully you'll get it by then. But I tried to request a Sextastic Tuesday, and I know that was probably a little too much. So instead, now that I get to see you, Timothy, I was wondering maybe you could give me a little dance and play the retard singing Madonna's Like a Prayer.
Oh.
That would make my day entirely, sir.
Well, I will try to accommodate that if I remember next time I'm doing a video.
Yeah, Tim, you got it all wrong. I mean, your mother does. She's all wrong. It should be African-American toes.
Oh, I don't understand what any of these calls are. Why don't I understand you people?
Tim, what the fuck? You're starting a fucking member site?
what's this sideshow stuff I've been hearing about? I'm a little behind on shows.
you're about 7 years behind on shows.
So, I don't know if you started it yet, but holy fuck, I'm gone. I'm done listening if you start that shit. It's not going to work. No one's going to pay for it. You're fucking retarded. It's never going to work. You think you can sustain your life doing
That's right.
just a podcast?
I know.
No way, dude. It's not going to work for like a week. You're going to be poverty stricken 2 weeks later.
Okay.
You're fucking dumb shit.
All right, there you go. Someone's saying that I should not start a member site. So there you go.
We should
go back in time five years.
Oh, my God, Tim. I love you so much. You are just...
Oh, no. This is Virgin Sex Pet. He says he loves me, but really he's about to make fun of me for something I said.
Oh, my God, Tim. I love you so much. You are just a fountain of misinformation. It is so cute. That's why I called in about that compressor. I was just giving you a hard time. When you have no idea what you're talking about, though, it just makes me smile, Timmy. No, you're not going to get bitch titch from soy. Anyway, just keep the show up. It's funny as fuck. Just be as ignorant as possible. It's really endearing. That's why I'm still paying you $5 a month.
Oh, okay.
Although, hopefully soon I'll be able to afford a lifetime membership.
Oh, very good. Well, VSP likes how stupid I am. Here's Jabba the Hutt. Me taco, bro. What does that mean? Okay, and finally today.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Jody, lifetime size show member. I
called
a couple of days ago complaining that I couldn't get the videos on my iPod. Forget it. I'm a dipshit. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Hope you didn't try very hard to fix anything.
No, of course not, please.
Wasn't broken. Love you. Your show sounds awesome. You're
Love
doing
you.
An awesome job.
Love you too, Jody.
Bye.
Goodbye, my sweet princess. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voice line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's no God.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now. I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. And bye, everybody.
Take it easy. I already know what's been going on. I knew it all along. So just take it. Straighten, you don't get the wrong impression. Don't need a silly little overdue confession. Just remember when you're over at his house undressing, he's just another sucker who's about to learn a lesson.